Young Ben Brown went to live in London in 1719 to start his training as a clerk to a lawyer. In this letter to his parents, he reports on efforts to purchase a set of books for his father. He also asks his father to send him more money for clothing he needs. This includes a new pair of breeches, as he has completely worn through the pair that he rode to London in.
Honoured father, yours of the 23rd September last I have received, and according to your order, I have been at several places to inquire the price of Dr. Barrow's works. At the first shop I went to, they would not take under 50 shillings. There are 2 volumes in folio. At the second, the lowest was 46 shillings. At the third, 40 shillings, which was the lowest I could bring them to. I can have 3 books of his works in octavo, 12 sermons each, for about 10 shillings. The names whereof are as follows, viz. Love of God, Evil Speaking, and On Several Occasions. Also could have his works upon the Creed for 10 shillings. It is in folio, which is all and the best assessment I can give of them, and if you please to give orders about any of them, I will use my utmost endeavour therein. Sir, at present I want the several things hereafter named, and humbly hope you will not take it amiss that the money you sent me is all gone, nor think me extravagant, for I pay 8 pence per week, and sometimes more, for washing, which goes with a deal of money, though I'm sparing as I can in all things whatever. Also, I have bought a hat, which cost 11 shillings and 6 pence. I shall be very glad when I know how things will be, which I hope will be when Mr. Rowlandson comes to London. The expectation of him was the reason for my not writing sooner about these things, viz. Breeches, 1 pair, some stuff to line my nightgown sleeves, they being worn out that cannot put it on, shoes, 2 pair, cravats, and buttons to set on my waistcoats. Honoured sir, if you please would have a pair of buck breeches, for cloth ones soon rub in holes against the seat of the desk with continual sitting. My old long comb breeches were wore out with riding up, that could not wear them any more, and the other have wore constantly ever since. And I have my best, though some of my very handsome best clothes, which I'm loath to wear every day, which, with my duty to you and my honoured mother, and love to brothers and sisters, and love to all friends, is all, honoured father. From Ben Brown. I have heard nothing of Brother George, but I'm glad to hear of his and all your healths, and of Brother Richard's good recovery. I pray God send Sister Anne a good deliverance. In a month's time we shall move to a house in Crane Court off Fleet Street near St. Dunstan's Church, £89 per annum besides tapes.